Chapter 26. I gave Wolf another hard shove.
Run! Run, boy, go!
Dad had his hands around Wolf's shoulders, but he didn't have a good grip. Wolf broke free and started to run toward the swamp.
Hey!
Dad called angrily. He chased Wolf to the end of the backyard, but the big dog was too fast for him. I stood behind the house, breathing hard, and watched Wolf until he disappeared into the low trees at the edge of the swamp. Dad turned back toward me, an angry expression on his face.
That was dumb, Grady, he muttered.
I didn't say anything.
Wolf will come back later, Dad said. When he does, I'll have to take him away.
But Dad, I started.
No more discussion, he said sternly. As soon as the dog returns, I'm taking him to the pound.
You can't, I screamed.
The dog is a killer, Grady. I have no choice.
Dad headed toward the car. Come help me unload this wire mesh.
I'll need your help getting the pen patched up.
I gazed toward the swamp as I followed Dad to the car.
Don't come back, Wolf, I pleaded silently. Please don't come back.
All day long, I watched the swamp. I felt nervous, shaky. I had no appetite at all. After I helped Dad repair the deer pen, I stayed in my room. I tried to read a book, but the words were just a blur. By evening, Wolf hadn't returned.
You're safe, Wolf, I thought, at least for today.
My whole family was tense. At dinner, we hardly spoke. Emily talked about the movie she had seen the night before, but no one joined in with any comments. I went to bed early. I was really tired. From tension, I guess, and from being up most of the night before. My room was darker than usual. It was the last night of the full moon, but heavy blankets of clouds covered the moonlight. I settled my head onto my pillow and tried to get to sleep, but I kept thinking about Wolf. The howls started a short while later. I crept out of bed and hurried to the window. I squinted out into the darkness. Heavy black clouds still covered the moon. The air was still. Nothing moved. I heard a low growl, and Wolf came into focus. He was standing stiffly in the middle of the backyard, his head tilted up to the sky, uttering low growls. As I stared out the window at him, the big dog began to pace back and forth from one side of the yard to the other. He's pacing like a caged animal, I thought, pacing and growling as if something is really troubling him. Or scaring him. As he paced, he kept raising his head toward the full moon behind the clouds and growling. What is going on? I wondered. I had to find out. I got dressed quickly in the darkness, pulling on the jeans and t-shirt I had worn all day. I fumbled into my sneakers. At first, I had the left one on the right foot. It was so dark in my room without the moonlight pouring in. As soon as my sneakers were tied, I hurried back to the window. Wolf was leaving the backyard, I saw. He was lumbering slowly in the direction of the swamp. I'm going to follow Wolf, I decided. I'm going to prove once and for all that he isn't a killer or a werewolf. I was afraid my parents might hear me if I went to the kitchen door, so I crawled out my window. The grass was wet from a heavy dew. The air was wet, too, and nearly as hot as during the day. My sneakers squeaked and slid on the damp grass as I hurried to follow Wolf. I stopped at the end of the backyard. I'd lost him. I could still hear him somewhere up ahead. I could hear the soft thud of his paws on the marshy ground. But it was too dark to see him. I followed the sound of his footsteps, gazing up at the shifting, shadowy clouds. I was nearly to the swamp when I heard footsteps behind me. With a gasp of fright, I stopped and listened hard. Yes, footsteps, moving rapidly toward me.